You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
A quick recap. First week of Lent, Jesus showed us that as Christians, we're going to be tempted. The second week of Lent, we are seeing that we have to make a commitment to follow Christ. It requires an effort on our part, and in doing so, we have to transfigure ourselves. Just as Jesus was transfigured in front of the apostles, we have to be transfigured into the likeness of Christ for family and friends and for the rest of the world, which now leads us up to the third week of Lent. And now, what is it that gets in the way of commitment, and what is it that makes us not transfigure ourselves at all? And so we have excuse. Excuses get in the way. So let's go to the first reading. Moses walking along, suddenly he discovers a bush that is on fire, but the bush is not consumed. It just burns, but it is not burning. It's kind of a strange sight. So as Moses approaches, the very voice of God comes out of this bush, this burning bush, and speaks to Moses and tells Moses, you're on holy ground, you've got to remove your shoes. And then the voice of God goes on to tell Moses, I have heard of my people's plea. I've seen their affliction in Egypt. I will rescue them, and I'm going to place them into a promised land where they will be my special people forever. All very good news. But at the end of that good news, God says to Moses, and by the way, you're going to help me do this. Now, at first you thought, well, this is great. God is calling on me, and Moses has this unique privilege of having the very voice of God speak to him. All of us would like to hear what God has to say. It says, you know, if God came to us and says, you just need to do this and this, your life would be fine. So Moses got the call. And the very first thing, now we don't have the full reading here because it's too long, but the very first thing that Moses says is, oh, wait a minute. Don't send me. I cannot speak well. So Moses' very first response to God is an excuse. I cannot do this because I do not speak well. God says, all right, I'll send Aaron with you. Now we pick up the action again in the first reading. This is what you heard. Well, but if I go, what will people say? I don't know your name. They're going to say, who are you? You know, and what's your name, God? We've never heard of you. And people really don't know too much about Moses either. And God says, here's how you're going to introduce me. Well, we don't hear the rest of the reading, but Moses basically keeps giving excuses. Until finally God gets kind of angry and says, you know, just shut up and start walking. And that's exactly what happens. Moses and Aaron have to go back in Egypt and the rest of the story. My point is, Moses was talking directly to God and was giving excuses. What chance do we've got? Not much. We give excuses all the time, and I have a bunch of them. And the excuses are why, at this moment, I am not a good Christian. And they could be varied. Let me give you a simple one. It involves the body, if you will. All of us, or most of us know what it is like not to have good sleep. Almost everyone in this church at some time in their life has not slept well. You may only get 1 or 2 hours of sleep or whatever. And it's either because you're out partying, or it could be that you're sick or something's on your mind and you're worried. Doesn't matter. So, you haven't slept well. So, now you're confronted by the first human being that you see. The very first human being. Which means now you're on duty. Whenever you see another human being, you're on the job. You've got to portray Christ. No day off, no nothing. Whenever there's another human being within eye, you can see each other, now you're on Christian duty. So, you know what we're like. Or you haven't eaten, and you think, some of us get crabby. So if I haven't slept for very long, I get crabby. And in my crabbiness, I sometimes say things that I should not say. I think things that I should not think. I jump to conclusions. I make judgments. I am unforgiving. I am certainly impatient. All of that. And if somebody says, well, what's wrong with you? Then I can say, only had 2 hours of sleep. Only 2 hours of sleep. As if that's some excuse. Hey, it's good enough for me. So, why am I cussing everybody out? Because I only have 2 hours of sleep. And if God says, what's wrong with you? I said, well, you're all-knowing. I've got 2 hours of sleep. This is my excuse. I think it's pretty good. That's one example. An excuse not to be good. Or, we can go another way here. We can make excuses of why things are the way they are. And this comes in many different forms. But there is one person that I have in mind. I'm going to talk about him. When I was at St. Hedwig's Church, before I came here, I was in Chicago at St. Hedwig's Church. And so I'm going to talk about a parishioner there. So one day I may be talking about you, but not here. It'll be somewhere else where I'm sent. I've got my stories about you people, but that's a different homily somewhere else, not here. This person was kind of, actually he's crazy. But this guy loved when bad things happened to other people. Loved it. He took it to an art form. He seemed always excited when bad things were happening. And he had no problem in telling me and people around me why these bad things were happening. His favorite channel, unfortunately, the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, if you're kind of crazy like this, can mess you up. Because you look at the Weather Channel and, you know, there's a hurricane there, tornado there, snowstorm here, you know, tsunami over there, you know, and the planet's always like this. But for somebody who likes disaster, it's the favorite channel. But he would come and say, these people got hit by a tornado because they are not Catholic. These people got hit by a hurricane because a lot of people over there still believe in abortion. So he had an excuse why these people were killed or hurt. Because he said he knew, well, he didn't say it so boldly, but he implied that he knew the excuse and the reasoning of God. Okay. In our gospel reading, some Galileans were killed and their blood was mixed with some other blood for the idols of Pilate's time. And so some Jews were happy. And they went to Jesus and said, ha-ha, look what happened to those Galileans. This is when Jesus says, do you think these Galileans suffered this way because they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? Jesus said, absolutely not. Or in Jerusalem, there was a construction accident. This Tower Siloam, 18 people. These were Jews now. 18 Jews were killed. And then Jesus says, do you think that these 18 were more guilty than anyone else in Jerusalem? No. Quit making excuses. You don't know what's going on. It was a construction accident. But quit thinking that you know the thinking of God and quit making excuses of why things are happening, because you don't know. All right, then. Therefore, the challenge for us is that we make excuses, and you know what? They're really not that valid. But now the warning. There was a gardener walking into his garden, had this fig tree. I bet you it was the best fig tree in the garden. Big, beautiful, just pretty fig tree. And so the owner kept coming up to it and said, well, where's my figs? No figs on it. Well, all right. So the owner says, you know, I'm tired of this. So he tells the gardener, cut it down. Now the gardener says, you know what? Let me give it one more year. So I says, I'll fertilize it. I'll try to do something with it. But you know what? If it doesn't produce after a year, you know what? We're going to cut it down. What does this mean for us then with all of this? And here's the warning. Now, you've heard me say this before, and I've only got a couple more months here. You're going to hear it many more times, sorry. But here it goes. The warning is that we are to be these fig trees that give good fruit. And the good fruit that we are to give is that we are to show good action outside. People are to see this fruit on us, and the fruit is kindness, compassion, forgiveness, patience. It is what we do to other people that is important, not what we say, and certainly not what we always think in our mind. It is action, and that's how people judge us, by our actions. So the fruits of our tree, if we are good fig trees, is good action. Things that we do for other people. Now, here's the Catholic warning all of us can fall into, especially us Catholics. We can come into this church here, new church, and we can come in here every day, and we can pray 10 rosaries. Catholics, we like our prayer books, Catholics. So all Catholics, most of us have a prayer book. We can come in here and say the whole prayer book. We can go to Mass every day in here. But if we don't do anything out there, if we go out there and are unkind and unforgiving and we just don't do anything for anybody out there, then we are like a fig tree that is pretty. So let me put myself into that thing. So I can say to Jesus, suppose I'm in here and I'm having Mass, and this is, so many Masses I do today, and I've said all my prayers. So Jesus comes in as the owner and comes in and says, well, look at you. And I say, well, yeah, look at me. I'm pretty. I say 10 rosaries. I say the whole prayer book. I say all the Masses. Look at me. Look how pretty I am. And then Jesus will say, cut it down. It's good for nothing. And I'm saying, wait a minute. I said 10 rosaries. And the owner will say, what did you do out there? I see no figs. I just see a bragging tree. I see no figs. Cut it down. Now that's rough language. But that's exactly the language that Jesus is telling us today. We now are challenged to go forth and bear fruit. The people of the world are to see what we truly believe, and we are to be examples of that. And as the beginning of the homily said, and the beginning of the reading says, there is no excuse for being bad.